Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I have got Coach Curry, Coach Ross of Westbrook Walnut Grove Football. And Coach, we'll go back here a little bit. You guys, you know, we talked about the last couple of games of the season. We're going to be tough ones. You had Edgerton on the road, you know, a top team in the state at the time. You know, they had just one loss to arguably the best team in the state in Hills Beaver Creek, and then had to turn right back around on the Wednesday of MEA and play an undefeated Red Rock Central team. And, you know, a tough way to end the regular season there, but you guys able to put up a fight in both of those games. But, you know, Edgerton and Red Rock coming out on top.
Yeah, you know, when we looked at the schedule early, we knew the middle of our schedule was three consecutive road games, long trips, and then, you know, three of the last four games included Hills Beaver Creek, the number one ranked team, Edgerton number three, and Red Rock number five at the time. And we knew all three of those teams were hard hitting. And, you know, I just reflecting back, I honestly believe that we had decent numbers this year, but we didn't play a ton of kids, and I believe that those three opponents just physically wore us down, and you know, the scores kind of reflected that. And, you know, and I thought we did even against Edgerton, I thought we did some good things, but they're just awfully tough to stop. Their power run game, and you know, you got to bring guys in the box, and next thing you know, they slip the tight end out and on plays, if not, you know, touchdown plays. And that was a tough matchup. And, you know, we did a lot of good things in that game. And the same is true with Red Rock. I think the final score against Red Rock was 42-0. We did a lot of great things. I thought we tackled Torkelson well at times. And then he showed why he's probably one of the greatest running backs in Minnesota history as far as yardage gained over his career. He's able to cut and stop on a dime. And accelerates, you know, with really good speed. So those two opponents to finish the year were just kind of grueling for us, and we came up on the short end. But we did a lot of good things. It's just we made too many mistakes, and the game, both those games got a little lopsided at the end, and we could have definitely kept it a lot closer.
All right, Coach, and then looking here, last night you guys had the first round of the playoffs, you know, on the road against Cedar Mountain, and that one not going your way either as the Cougars got the win 51-0.
Yeah, you know, we didn't know much about them, you know, during the season, so, you know, we weren't sure until, you know, 9:30, 10 o'clock last Wednesday night that we were going to play them. So a lot of preparation with a short amount of time to practice, and it's kind of what rung true the previous 2 weeks, I think, kind of carried forward. That I just think we were physically tired, physically beat down. We tried to take it easy MEA Friday, had to put some stuff in and at least get a defense ready and prepare for some of their sets and stuff. And, you know, you go through the weekend and boom, it's Monday, you got your practice, game day practice, but you still got to, you know, you're still preparing, so... we came out against them, we weren't quite ready for their physicality. They were quick to the ball. The running back was really fast, and they're able to get up on us early, 16-0. We had a couple miscues early on that, you know, stalled drives. So we're down 16-0 early, and, you know, we put together a nice drive, got down inside the 10-yard line here, first and goal, and then we made two silly mistakes, and we weren't able to score. And I think that was kind of the turning point of the game, where we punched that in and make it 16-8 or 16-7 or whatever the score would have been. I think that it would have been a closer ball game throughout. As the game rolled on, we made a lot of nice plays offensively. We were able to move the ball, and then we had turned it over. I think we ended up the night with five turnovers, and you just can't have that playoff football against good teams. And defensively, we made some nice tackles and some stops, and then had them in second and 22, and they run a dive up the middle and get the first down. That's just not how you win playoff football games. That's just how it went last night. Ended up on the wrong end of a lopsided score for the playoff game. So, you know, a pattern that repeated itself, and we tried our darndest to, you know, to get out of that. As coaches, we tried to fix, you know, some of those problems. And you know, I just think back through the season, and that's even the Heron Lake game is that I think the score ended up 41-22, you know, we're two plays away from that game being an eight-point game. And then go back to game one, we talked about earlier this year, where, you know, we had one of 12 things happen. We win that game. One of 12 things. And it's just, you know, and that's part of that is being a young team. And hopefully we've learned from that. And hopefully we can go in the offseason and come through next year and we don't make those same mistakes. And, you know, and unfortunately it's going to take us an offseason to fix those problems instead of, you know, week to week. But that's what happens when you're, you know, younger. Younger kids are playing that much.
Yeah, you know, you pretty much just answered, you know, my next question or my next talking point, which is, you know, the seasons ahead. You know, we'll talk next week about the senior group, but they've kind of been the nucleus of this football team for the last couple of years. And, you know, you are a young squad. You got a lot of guys coming back that will have, you know, that varsity football experience, but a few guys that have been a big part of this football program the last couple of years that will definitely be missed.
Right, and, you know, we knew starting the season, you know, we had five seniors, and that was the most we've had in a long time. And then game one, one of our bigger kids gets hurt, basically season ending, you know, we don't see him again. And then midway through the season, one of our captains, Kyle Curry, gets hurt. So kind of our two guys that were anchored in at the tight end spot, wide receiver spot, you know, they're no longer playing, so now you got to replace them with a younger classman, and now we're done. Basically we're playing two seniors the last three games of the year, and that's just hard to win, especially against state-ranked teams. And Cedar Mountain was, you know, they're 4-4, but, you know, don't fool yourself that their four losses came against the big boys of the section and they or the district, and they played, you know, they played them really tough. So they were a really good 4-4 team, and you know, going in there with two seniors playing, it's just a lot to ask. But again, we don't make mistakes. You know, who knows where the game goes. So.
All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. We'll catch up with you again one more time next week to salute the seniors. But, again, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Zach. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
You bet. You too. And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Hall's Handy Heating and Cooling in Mountain Lake is ready to help you with all of your heating and cooling needs. Service or replacement, Hall's Handy Heating and Cooling has you covered. Call 507-621-1018 and talk to John today.
Now, Hy-Vee Fuel Saver is Hy-Vee Perks. Get the same great benefits like fuel savings. Plus, save even more with members-only Hy-Vee Perks prizes. Make the switch or sign up today. It's free and easy.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Curry of Heron Lake Okemino Fulda Football. And, Coach, looking back here, you know, going back to Friday, you guys had Grenada Huntley East Chain Truman at home. And, you know, it looked like it was a battle there, you know, a little bit back and forth. But, you know, Gechtmel was able to get the win there 42-34.
Yeah, really back and forth. A lot of points. Kind of a fun, entertaining nine-man game, and we just ran. You know, at some point we ran out of defensive backs, and they were a team that liked to throw it around, and we had some young guys that were filling in, and they were competing hard, and ultimately they made one more play than we did. You know, at the end of that game, there are a couple stretches there where, you know, a couple balls didn't bounce our way, but just an entertaining game, and I thought our offense did a good job of just swinging back every time we needed a score.
Yeah, you know, a tough loss there, coming right back around in, you know, a short week against the Wabasso Rabbits, who, you know, are coming off a loss of their own, and you know, they were probably, you know, pretty upset taking that loss to Red Rock Central and trying to bounce back, but a very close game there, and, you know, fortunately for you guys, you know, Wabasso was able to get the win there 20-18.
Yeah, just another, you know, we played in enough kind of classic games. You know, I think we had 4-1 possession games, and then last night's playoff game was, you know, felt like a one possession game, and so just a gritty battle with Wabasso. It was a really good team, you know, 7-1 and state ranked, and Ultimately, it came down to they made one two-point conversion, and we didn't make any conversions, and unfortunately, that's the way it went. But just part of the way the team kind of responded and battled after we'd had a couple tough ones in a row.
All right, and then, you know, you mentioned last night you guys had Adrian Ellsworth in a playoff game, and, you know, that was a team early in the season you guys lost to in overtime, one of those one-possession games you talked about, and knew it was going to be a hard-fought battle, but the Dragons were able to get the win there 35-24.
Yeah, another, you know, really good game. It was really back and forth for most of the first half, and they were able to kind of score late in the half and then come out of halftime and score, and just the math ended up not, you know, working in our favor, where we just kind of ran out of possessions. But I think, you know, our guys really fought to the end, and, you know, again, just battling, and, you know, Adrian, a really tough team, really good team as well. And so really proud of the way the guys would respond all year, you know, to different adversity and injuries and, you know, balls not bouncing away and different things like that, and just proud of the way they fought and continue to fight, you know, throughout the entire season, even as things maybe didn't always go our way.
Yeah, Coach, and, you know, we'll talk a little bit more next week in the final one to kind of salute the seniors, but, you know, a group that's been here for a long time that has played a lot of football, and, you know, a team that, you know, you guys were banged up throughout the year, but able to persevere and, you know, play some really good football, and, you know, some of those one-score games didn't go your way, but, you know, a few plays here or there, and this season looks a lot different.
Absolutely, and I think that's I told the kids last night, like, it's a cruddy feast to keep giving, but it's also important in that, you know, being competitive means a lot and shows a lot of the character of the team and the character of those kids. You know, anyone can go out there and not do well, and anyone can go out there and beat a team that's not very good. But to show your character, it's that competing week in and week out with some of the really top teams in our area that I think we took that step forward. And the next step is to get over the hump and win those close games, and all of a sudden the record looks completely different, and that's the ultimate goal.
All right, Coach. Well, we'll talk to you again next week, like I said, to salute those seniors. But appreciate you taking the time here today on the Coach's Show. Well, again, we'll talk to you again soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Hammers Furniture and Flooring on the Square in downtown Windham is your local retail furniture, flooring, bedding, and window treatment store dedicated to quality, value, and service. Stop by today or visit hammerswindham.com.
Connect your world with WindhamNet, your local fiber optic telecommunications provider. Business and residential phone service, internet service, home Wi-Fi, and cable TV. Find out more at WindhamNet.com.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Hildebrand of Mountain Lake Area Football. And, Coach, we'll go back here to a Friday game at home, hosting the best team in the state, the Hills Beaver Creek Patriots. And, you know, headed into it, you guys just wanted to play some good football and try to slow down the Patriots, but they were able to get the win 60-0.
Yeah, you hit the nail, you know, right on the head. They're the best team in the state. You know, I have a lot of respect for other programs, and you still got to play the game, but I don't know if anybody's going to beat Hills this year. Certainly not us with the position we're in. They're just a fantastic team that can do pretty much anything. They have skilled players on the edges that are, you know, as good as it gets at this level, and a very experienced quarterback who can run and throw, and a defense that is about as disciplined and fast and aggressive as you'll see. So nothing but fantastic things to say about them. As far as we go, we didn't do much good at all against them. We're just unfortunately not capable to compete at any level right now, but especially against the best team in the state. So pretty lopsided score, but they handled it with class. Got their guys out early. You never want guys getting injured either way, but especially a team that has a lot more football to play. So I guess the one bright spot of the game is that, you know, both us and them came out healthy.
Absolutely. And, you know, you guys had to turn right back around. MEA week had Renville County West at home to finish off the regular season. You know, another physical ball club that, you know, likes to run the football. And another tough loss for you there to end the season 48-8.
We were able to compete a little bit better against Renville than we had the previous few weeks. So I was a little bit happy with that. We were able to move the ball. You know, we put our defense in a lot of real tough situations this year with short fields and going three and out all the time, you know, to be frank. So we were able to move the ball and keep our defense off the field. And they're a team that has a really, really good running back. And defensively, we game planned to try to take him away, and we were able to limit him. But in doing so, we just had to dedicate so many bodies to the run that they were able to open things up and beat us on the pass. So credit to them, another well-coached team, and made the adjustment to put the ball in the air, and, you know, unfortunately came out losing that one too.
Yeah, Coach, and you know, last night you guys were able to set up a consolation game against Bethlehem Academy. And, you know, I don't know much about Bethlehem Academy, but from what I've heard, they're kind of in a similar situation with a lot of young guys, you know, trying to get some experience, and you know, is able to set that one up. And, you know, it looked like a closer game, but Bethlehem Academy coming out on top 25-14.
It was good for our kids to compete against a team, like you said, that's in a little bit similar of a position to us. As far as just numbers-wise on the roster, we're about the same. So athlete-wise, they have some really good athletes. But playing over in District 1, you know, you can have a few good athletes, but you better have depth. It's just a different brand of football over there. And that's something that hurt them quite a bit on the games I saw on film, is the lack of depth. But athlete-wise, they had some real, real good athletes. As far as how the game went, you know, it's good for our younger kids to be able to compete in a game, actually play four quarters of football against a varsity team. I mean, our guys have been playing four quarters, but a lot of times it's been running time. And, you know, usually we get at least a quarter against a JV, which is probably the level, you know, we should be at competing at this year. But this was a real varsity football game against two teams that didn't have the best season, and unfortunately ended up losing. Jumped on them early. Triton had a nice pass to Carson Wall, 65-yard touchdown right away, and our defense really, really, really was tough early, limited in the air, on the ground, everything. We just couldn't make that next play on offense to break the game open and hopefully, you know, get them hanging their heads a little bit. And then we had the turnover bug hit, and it's something we dealt with all year. Offensively, I think we threw two picks, had two fumbles, and had three punts blocked. And on all three of those possessions that we had punts blocked, they ended up scoring. And that was just the big difference in the game, is they took care of the ball and we didn't. I think we outgained them on the ground and in the air. And when you don't do the little things like taking care of the ball, you're not going to win. So it's a good life lesson for our young kids to come back and hopefully build on next year, is we got to do a much better job taking care of the ball. End of the year, you know, you're going through stats of previous years and this year's and where you stack up. And obviously these are a little bit different this year, but probably the most glaring one to me was our turnover differential all year. After last night, we finished at minus 20 on the year. And since I've been coaching in Mountain Lake for 8 years, we've never been worse than, you know, plus 8 or 9. So that's a huge shift and something we really got to do a better job focusing on next year. But overall, just happy with the way we competed last night. We didn't execute, and you don't win games when you don't execute. But they competed, and they have nothing to hang their heads about.
For sure, Coach. And we'll salute those seniors next week on our wrap-up show. But we appreciate you taking the time, as always, here on the Coach's Show. Talk to you again here next week to wrap things up.
That sounds good. Thank you, Zach.
You bet. And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Five Star Realty is the place to go. Call 832-8100. Five Star Realty is the place to go. Call 832-8100.
I am State Farm agent Stacy Zano in Windham, and I'm proud to support our local and area sports. I'm a member of our community, living and working side by side with you, offering great rates and even better service. Call us at 507-831-4705. State Farm, people you know.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Isaac Jenegas of Red Rock Central Falcon Football. And Coach, got a first-round bye here in the playoffs. So let's go back here and talk about Wabasso on a Friday night. It was the week before MEA week. You know, the Wabasso was ranked ahead of you at the time in the standings, but we knew it was going to be a good game, a close game, and, you know, a little bit of a rivalry renewed there against the Rabbits. But you guys able to pull off the victory at home 28-14?
Yeah, you know, I felt like our kids rose to the challenge. You know, we took the ball in the opening possession and you know, put one in, two-point conversion, went in 8-0. Weathered the storm through a couple of mistakes in the first quarter. You know, did a good job of pinning them deep on a punt, but, you know, credit to them, they came out and found a few soft spots in our zone defense a little bit, and were able to to move the ball, you know, down the field. I think they had an 89-yard drive. You know, got the touchdown, 2-point conversion, made it 8-8. You know, but from there, our kids answered right back. Took the ensuing possession, went down, a couple of big plays in the passing game. You know, Abe did a really nice job of managing the offense again and running and being a good complement to Carter. You know, we were able to punch it in to make it 14-8. And then, you know, had an opportunity right at the end of the first half, you know, first and goal from the 10 and a bad snap and a bad penalty put us, you know, first and goal from the 40, you know, with under a minute to go. If we don't make those mistakes and we put one in and it's 20-6 or 20-8 at halftime, you know, maybe the game, the feeling of the game is a little different as you enter the second half. But, you know, they came out and answered with a big run to start the second half to tie it up. And, you know, we were able to take the ball and put together a couple of scoring drives in the third and fourth quarter and get some really key stops defensively on some fourth downs in the second half that you know, allowed us to get the ball back and kind of run the clock out. And our kids played really, really well.
Yeah, big win for you there at home against Wabasso. And, you know, following week, MEA week, and, you know, after a big win like that, sometimes can have a little bit of a letdown, you know, from some guys. But you guys able to get the big win on the road in Westbrook against Westbrook Walnut Grove 42-0.
Yeah, you know, short week. Like you said, you come off of that high of a big win, section win, you know, guaranteeing yourself essentially the number one seed in the section. And knowing going into the game, regardless, you were going to have a bye in the first round. You know, we were a little sloppy to start against Westbrook. You know, but I mean, Carter. You know, Carter did what he does. You know, I think he had 312 yards in the first half, two really big runs, 92 yarder and an 88 yarder for touchdowns. So, even though we were a little sloppy. And not as crisp as we maybe would have liked. We dropped a few balls and missed a few passes, you know, but we were able to, you know, put up a big number, you know, in the first three quarters, get it to running time and let the JV guys kind of salt it away in the fourth quarter and you know, ending the year on a positive note with a win going into the, you know, some much needed time off for a few of our guys, was beneficial.
Absolutely. You got this undefeated regular season now under your belt and headed into the playoffs, and found out yesterday going to be facing off against New Ulm Cathedral coming up here. It's a team that you guys have taken down already in the regular season, but it was the first game of the year. A lot has changed for you guys and for New Ulm Cathedral. What are some thoughts headed in here to Saturday as you try to make this playoff run?
Yeah, Yeah, I think we just have to stay true to who we are, continue to be physical up front, run the football, play aggressive downhill defensively, and you know, trust in what we've been doing, and trust our guys that they're prepared and you know, are up to the challenge. You know, Cathedral's going to bring a mostly run heavy offensive game plan, so you're going to have to be physical up front and tackle well in space. And you know, they got some guys back that didn't play in week one, and we got some guys that are you know, currently still a little dinged up. So we'll see how it goes, and hopefully we can you know, find a way to come out of there on top.
Sounds like a plan, Coach. Well, excited for that one on Saturday. We appreciate you taking the time, as always, here on the Coach's Show. Good luck on Saturday. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Justin Espenson at ThriveVent is here to help you assess your finances in retirement and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 1-877-408-4748. Crystal Windshield Repair, LLC, is ready to answer the call. Bremer Power will work with your insurance company and will come to your location and do the work. Make the call, 507-831-3644. Crystal Windshield Repair, LLC, of Wyndham.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Minion of Wyndham Football. Coach, we'll go back here. Last two games of the regular season, you know, ones that I'm sure you'd like to forget about a little bit, especially that game over in Le Sueur, you know, a tough one on the road. A long bus ride to Le Sueur. The Giants getting the better of you guys, 63-6. But, you know, that game on Wednesday, Jackson County Central, I mean, it's really no secret how good that team is. And, you know, you guys able to stop that first drive, get the interception with Keaton LeCann, and made them punt a couple of times, but they were able to get the win there 59-6 as well, and just, you know, a little bit of a tough end to the regular season.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we thought we could play tighter with Le Sueur. Don't get me wrong, they're a very good football team, and they definitely deserve to be the second-best team in our section. Very big, very physical team. I think we were actually kind of surprised how physical they were when we showed up. So that game was unfortunate, but they're a very good team. Hats off to them. But then you're right, Jackson is a very good football team, and when we play those guys, we just have to look for those small things. You know, you mentioned Keaton LeCann getting an interception, making some punts. You know, we had some good, big offensive plays. We had scored touchdowns. You look at those small things and build momentum off of them. And we stayed mostly healthy, too, so that was a good thing. And then we were healthy for the postseason.
Yeah, Coach, and, you know, it was a 59-6 win for JCC, but a lot of bright spots in that game. And, you know, I was kind of hearing from the community a bit as well, you know, that the team played well, and if they can play that well in this playoff game against Pipestone, got a real shot to come away with the win. And that's exactly what happened. You guys were able to really answer the bell. Anytime Pipestone, you know, did something right or you know, had a drive, you guys were able to answer. Stevie Meyer was unbelievable in the game, rushing for almost 200 yards. He had an interception as well. Just an all-around great game for you guys as you got the win against the Pipestone Arrows, a 38-36 victory and a thriller.
Yeah, it was one of the most exciting football games I've ever seen, much less been a part of. You know, it was back and forth the whole time. I really loved the way our guys were able to kind of battle through some adversity. You know, we were down two scores with about 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and we go on a 19-0 run to take a 38-30 lead. It's just that kind of thing that we've been preaching, and our guys have really started buying into, is you know, not ever thinking the game's over, just fighting through that stuff. So, like you said, Stevie Meyer had a great game. Our offensive line blocked really well. Jackson Joyce made some really good throws when we needed him to make some good throws. He had a long bomb to Henry Visker that kind of started that fourth quarter momentum. So that was a very critical play. And then, we just played a really fun, fast, free football game and made just enough plays to come away with a 2-point win.
Yeah, I think the kids are calling it the Wyndham Wall offensively there at the line of scrimmage. But not only offensively, but defensively as well. You know, I think they only ran the ball a couple of times in that second half because, you know, the defense was stopping the run and forcing them to throw the football all around the field. Had to feel good, obviously, to get that win. But now, you know, we meet up again with that JCC squad. It's, like I said, no secret how good that team is. What's kind of the mindset headed into Saturday as you're going to have to go on the road to take on the Huskies?
Yeah, the mindset's going to be pretty similar to the first time we played them. We're going to try our best to take away their big, long, explosive plays. Like I said, I mean, they're very physical. They're very explosive. They got a lot of great athletes over there. So we have to do our best to take away those big, explosive plays. And then on offense, just kind of find our rhythm and be efficient with our offense. So if we can do that, I think it gives us a shot. We have to tackle very well. And, you know, we just gotta go in there and play hard and have a whole bunch of fun and look for those individual matchups and try to win as many of them as we can.
Sounds like a plan, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. Congrats on the win last night, and good luck on Saturday.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
With over 40 years of State Farm insurance experience under one roof, Kelsey Fossing State Farm in Springfield puts the life in life insurance and will double-check to make sure you're getting all of your discounts. Contact Kelsey Fossing State Farm Insurance Agency in Springfield at 507-723-6295.
Whether you're looking for hardware, tools, quality paints, home goods, or gift items, Schwalbach Ace Hardware has it all. Schwalbach Ace Hardware is committed to being the helpful place for offering knowledgeable advice and quality products. Shop Schwalbach Ace Hardware, Wyndham, Jackson, and Worthington.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Fast of Wyndham Volleyball here. And, Coach, it's been a couple of weeks since we chatted, and unlike football, where we missed a couple of games, there's been a lot since we've last talked. We'll head back here to, it was Heron Lake Okabena's homecoming, as you guys took on HLOF in the afternoon, and, you know, a great opportunity for the kids to come to the game, and there's, you know, some elementary kids there, and, you know, high school kids got out of school to come and support the two teams, and it's always fun to get that afternoon game, even when it is on the road, and you guys able to take down the Coyotes there 3-0.
Yeah, I really enjoy that game. I appreciate Coach Fisher and their team and their school district for allowing us to do that. You know, last year they came to us, and it's the atmosphere is so awesome. And, you know, I think the biggest thing for us as a team is the elementary kids, because a lot of those kids don't get to experience that, you know, and they're there for their excitement, and it's so fun to see that excitement from, you know, whether it's our elementary kids last year or theirs this year. We're really fortunate that our administration and staff were willing, and we got to bring over our 10th through 12th graders, so we had a really big student section, which was really awesome to see. You know, we went in knowing that they'd have their student section, it'd be loud. We knew that, you know, after last year, it'd be very loud, and communication would be a key. Along with just making sure that, you know, the obvious, taking care of the ball on our side. And we did a few things just to get ready for that game with, you know, we know that they have obviously a lower ceiling, and we have more to play with up in that ceiling with the lighting that they have. So, you know, we talked about never giving up on a ball. I refer to it as Plinko when it goes up there in that lighting or those rafters. So, like, playing Plinko with the ball and just following it and everybody going with it, which, you know, we did – if you remember back, I think we had a couple times where it was like, holy cow, we got that ball over after it went through the plinkling of the lights up there. But hats off to Heron Lake Okabena Folder. Coach Fisher does a nice job. You know, they really battled with us in set three there, and it went back and forth, and we were lucky enough to come up with the win.
Yeah, good win there in an afternoon game, and you had to turn right back around and take on the Springfield Tigers that following Monday. And another team that, you know, is having a little bit of a down year, but they are out of conference, and, you know, a team you guys usually play every year, but, you know, maybe not as familiar with the Tigers as other teams. But you guys able to kind of come out strong with a 25-15 win. Things got a little bit closer in the second, and then the third set was a battle, but you guys able to get the 3-0 win.
Yeah, like you said, we played Friday and then Monday, Tuesday. We didn't have a lot of, I won't lie, I didn't have a lot of information on Springfield. Knew their record, had a couple ideas on some key players for them. We came out strong in set one, really proud of the girls on a Monday to come out that way, after playing Friday. And then, just after 2 days off, it was, oofta, here we go again. But really proud of the girls and how they came ready to play. And set two, if I remember correctly, was, that's on me. I think that was our illegal substitution, and we got all sorts out of whack there. And we were just, changing the rotations up a little bit, getting some kids in different positions to just give them a chance to get on the court. And, that was on me. And I told, I think it was Anya, and subbed in when I had jumped ahead and in my head to a different rotation and yelled at her to go in. And she was like, "Oh, I don't go in now." Well, you're right, Anya. You don't go in now. My fault. But the girls really adapted, and it just shows how great and flexible they are. And we were able to battle through that, little mess that I had created. And I'm just really proud of the girls in that aspect. So,
yeah, a good win there for you against Springfield. And the following day, you talked about it going Friday, Monday, and then straight into Tuesday. You had the Marshall Tigers in the Big South Conference Championship, and we talk about those Tigers. They are, one of the best teams in the state and one of the best programs that we see, in Southwest Minnesota. And they really showed it. They played some really good volleyball. You guys able to battle throughout, but the Marshall got the win there 3-0.
Yeah, they are. Like you said, they are definitely they are in the top five, if not even in the top three in the state. I don't care what class you're talking for volleyball, Mr. Westby. I have the most respect for him. He's a wonderful man. He built a dynasty up there. We went up, and I love the attitude that my girls went in with it. They went in with the attitude of, we're going to win. And that's really hard to do when you play a Marshall team. And, that first set, we battled, and it was back and forth. And then, unfortunately, we just kind of got stuck, and they pulled away in that first set. Second set, within that first set, we dug ourselves a nice big, I think it was like 9-1 hole. We just kind of had to settle in. And then the second set, we started to, do some really good things. Unfortunately, couldn't get that second set. And the third set, we were all really, really disappointed. The third set, I think, we were maybe up 8. I don't remember if we were up 17, 15. We were ahead. And unfortunately, they're just a very disciplined, very well-coached team. And we ended up not getting that third set. But overall, I was really, really proud of the girls. We were disappointed that night. The biggest thing was just, little things. That third set, I think we had like 3 or 4 service errors. So we look at that and we take those 3 or 4 service errors, that's 3 or 4 points. Now, instead of 25-19, you take only 22 or 21. So, but you can always play that game. And we knew we had to be aggressive at the service line to keep them out of system as much as possible. So, overall, very, very pleased with how we played. I loved the mentality that the girls came into, especially at this time of the season.
Absolutely. And coming off that loss, obviously tough, but you guys were able to get seated in that number one seed in the South subsection and, able to kind of put that on your shoulders and wear that proudly, and had Westbrook Walnut Grove coming in for the final regular season game of the year, a Monday game at home, senior night, a lot of emotions. Monday nights, I know you've talked about it in the past, not a huge fan of Monday games, but, you guys able to get the job done and against the Charger team that's kind of been a thorn in the side of the Eagles the last year or so, and they got the better of you at a tournament earlier in the year, but you guys able to fight them off here in a 5-set thriller, 3-2.
Yeah, Megan does a great job. They've got some wonderful athletes. One thing I talked to the girls about, we practiced on Thursday of MEA break, and then they had the weekend off. And like you said, yeah, I don't like Monday games. I don't care if you're Monday after a week, just a 2-day weekend, or then you throw a Monday after a 5-day weekend for these kids. But I'm really, really pleased with the girls. I don't know how to really, one thing as coaching staff talked about, it was just a really, and I don't know if you felt it, Zach, but just a weird atmosphere. Very quiet. I don't know. It was like people were there but not there type of deal. I don't, you know, so, and that includes us as players and coaches. It just felt, the atmosphere felt weird, and I don't know if that is because, you know, it was senior night, and I tell you what, these seniors, these seven seniors are pretty incredible young ladies, and what I love about all seven of them is they're not ready to be done. They don't want their season to end. They want to continue playing, and that says a lot about them and their character. But yeah, we battled. It was back and forth. You know, we had a big lead in set one and then just gave it up, and luckily came our way with, I think it was 27-25, set win, and then set two didn't come out ready to play, and set three played well, and then didn't come ready to play in set four. And we, you know, pulled off the win in set five, and against a really, really, really good team. Megan does a really nice job with them. Like you said, they've been a thorn in our side here. They demolished us at the Lakeview tournament beginning of September. I don't think, you know, thinking back, I don't think we beat them, but I think this was the first time we beat them in at least the last two or three years. So a really big win for us going into section play.
Absolutely. You know, you mentioned section play there coming up. Not yet knowing who you're going to play. You'll find out Friday. It looks like, I believe it's the winner of Laverne and Redwood Valley that you'll take on there in Wyndham on the 28th. A little bit of a break here for you guys. What's kind of the process here? Obviously, it's the end of the year, and, you know, the girls have had some breaks in the past, but, you know, kind of the process of trying to figure out a way to get some rest without developing some rust.
Yeah, exactly. So we actually kind of took a rest yesterday. We just lifted. We did our lifting, and then we did a little team bonding scavenger hunt, and they went on their merry way to go cheer on the Eagle football team, who got the big win last night. And so now the next few days here, we're just going to break down some things that we know we've seen in the last couple weeks. You know, like you said, we really haven't had much practice time. We've been playing a lot of volleyball in these last 2 weeks. So we're going to break down a few things that we see, like, oh, we need to work on those things. And then come Saturday, we'll break down. We're going to play the Cardinals. We just don't know what Cardinals yet. So we'll break down the Cardinals come Saturday to get ready for Tuesday.
Sounds like a plan, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time, as always, here on the Coach's Show. Good luck here down the road, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Great. Thank you so much, Zach. Appreciate you.